Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Yuma, Perigimo, Mishnah Tess. So for the Kohen Gadol, after he put on his Bigdei Lavan, said Vidui on his par, and the par, as we learned in the last Mishnah, was positioned between the Ulam and the Mizbech. Sagt the Mishnah weiter, now Boloi, the Kohen Gadol, would come the Mizrach Azara, to the east of the Azara. Remember, the east is where the opening of the Azara is. That's where we came in. The main entrance to the Azara was on the Mizrach. And that's where the Se'irim were standing until the time of Shechita. The goats. Now, the Se'irim weren't mamish by the opening. They were on the east side of the Azara, on the front part of the Azara, but north of the Mizbeach. Litzfain ha-Mizbeach. How come we didn't make things easier for the Kohen Gadol here as well? Why didn't we bring the Se'irim in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach when he has to put the Geirul on there? Why does he have to walk around? The Tiferes Yisrael explains as follows. He's coming over here now to do the Geirul. But it's going to be quite a while before the Shechita and the Vidui. So to keep the Se'irim standing in front of the Mizbeach so long, there's a very good chance that we're going to have the problem we were worried about in the previous Mishnah. What animals do. And that wouldn't be covered for the Mizbeach. So be it as it may be, again, Zakta Mishnah, Perit Gimel, Mishnah Tes, Badal HaMizrach HaAzara, came to the east part of the Azara, Letzvayin HaMizbeach, north of the Mizbeach. Haskan Miyaminoi, the Skan Kohen Gadol was to his right, the Roish Beis Av Mismoilei, and the Roish Beis Av to his left. What is a Beis Av? We've already mentioned that there were 24 shifts of Kohen. Every week there was a different shift. And every shift was divided into 7 Batei Av for each day of the week. So this person was the head of the Beis Av for this day. V'sham, and over there you had Shnei Se'irim, the Kalpi HaSasham, there was a box over there. Iboshne Gerolis, the Gerolis were pieces of wood. Shalash Geroyahoy, they were made out of, in Tiferes Yisrael Teich's, buxom holz. Well, it was very expensive wood. Sagt Mishnah weiter, Vason ben Gamla, there was a Kohen Gadol named Yeshua ben Gamla. He was one of the Kehanim Gedalim during the times of Bayashaini. And he said no more wood. Shalzav, he made it out of gold. And Chazal praised him for this. So in our Mishnah we learned that after the Vidui Apar, the Kohen Gadol came to the east side of the Azara, north of the Mizbeach. The Skan was on his right side, the Reish Beis Av on his left side. There were 2 Se'irim over there. The 2 Se'irim were not brought like the Par was. It was not brought between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That's because it would still take a while before the actual Vidui and the Shechita. There was a box over there. And in the box were 2 Geirolis. First it was made out of wood, a very expensive wood. Afterwards we learned that there was a Kohen Gadol by the name of Yeshua ben Gamla who made it out of gold, and Chazal praised him for it.